Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me again this morning. This is Watch Your Ruth. 7:30, 22, 22, 22, 10:22, 2013, here, there, and everywhere. Here we are, drawing down to the conclusion. Feels kind of restrictive and tight, like my skin feels. Like it's not even mine anymore. Kind of like I just don't belong here. I feel the pressure all around the level of insincerity, level of ability to just have a, let's say, a seared conscience. Isn't it so? But anyway, got a lot to go over, which I kind of have to laugh about that because I was thinking earlier, how can you say you have a lot to go over? Because, hey, it's a big book, sister. You know what I mean? How can you not have a lot to go over? Anyway, I want to read out of the book of Jeremiah, but before I can do that, I have to do what I've been told to give, and that is this. There is a little lack of discernment about baptism and what it is, how it is, when it is, when it happens, when it doesn't happen, who gets it, who doesn't get it, in my view. And apparently in God's view, because that's what he said. You know, we have three baptisms. We don't actually have our physical, carnal baptism is only one baptism. Albeit, it is an important one, nevertheless. When you are created and knit together, and your soul is selected, and we're just going to just put that on the back burner. That's too big a subject to go into right now, but at any rate, when your soul is selected to go into your body and you are birthed through the water of woman, that in essence is your first baptism. Baptism into the flesh. Now, when you receive a flesh baptism, that's your baptism into Jesus Christ. That's your grafting in to the wild olive into the tree. For he's the root in the tree, and you're the branch. And then, of course, and only until you have achieved that level can you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The third and last and most important baptism. So it's important that you become aware that if the essence of that baptism is essentially not even your personal choice. Unless the Spirit chooses to use you and dwell in you, will you obtain that? And hopefully you're sanctified and holy and wise to pursue that baptism. Anyway. And then I need to read this, at least some of it. And then I want to go back into Isaiah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. I have not been ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. And I praise you and uphold you in the uprightness of my heart. And I know that your righteousness and your judgments are fair. The word that I have hidden in my heart, have there, so that I may not sin against. And I pray that you teach me all of your statutes and open my eyes that I may behold all the wonderful things out of your laws. For I'm not intended to be here. I'm just passing through. Now I'm just a stranger on the earth. Don't hide your commandments. My soul longs to have all your judgments at all times, because I know you will rebuke the proud, and they are cursed, and they err from your commandments. Servants, meditate on your statutes. My soul cleaveth unto dust, and quicken thou me according to thy word. For I have chosen the way of truth, and your judgments I have weighed before me. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, so that I can keep them. And I pray that you will give me understanding, that I know how to keep your laws, and that I know how to observe them with all of my heart. Because I know when I do, that I'm walking the path, it brings great delight to you. When I walk in your path, I incline my heart to your heart and hear your testimony. And your word is established. You, who is devoted to the fearful, turn away reproach, because your judgments are fair. The wicked forsake your laws, and the proud have forged a lie. But I keep your commandments hidden within my heart, and I delight in your law. And it is good. And I might learn even more about your statutes and your laws, because your laws in my mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me and given me understanding that I might learn your commandments. I fear thee, because I will be glad to see you. I have always hoped in your word. I fear thee like a little child. And I understand that your judgments are right. And thou hast afflicted me in faithfulness. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, and I hope in your words. My eyes will never fail for your words, for your words are always a comfort for me. And I never forget your words or statutes. Many days of thy judgment will I be your servant. I am proud to be your servant, and all thy commandments are faithful. and they that persecute me wrongfully consumed upon the earth. So quicken my ear, quicken my eye, quicken my heart, quicken my mind, quicken my testimony forever. For thy word is settled in heaven and faithful unto all generations, unto all that's been established on the earth, and abideth in the truth according to all your ordinances. And unless the law has been your delight, you should perish in affliction. I am yours, and you will save me, for I have always sought your precepts. Oh, how I love your law. It is the meditation of my mind all day. It is though thy commandments have made me stronger and wiser, and I have more understanding than all of my teachers, because your testimonies are my meditation. And I understand more than the ancients, because I keep all your precepts. I have not departed from your judgments, and they are sweet words in my mouth, and sweet to my taste, and sweeter than honey. They've given me all kinds of understanding, and they've led me away from every false way. Your commandments have been a light on my path, and they are righteous judgments, and I am afflicted with them. Quicken me, O Lord, with your commandments according to your word. The free will offerings of my mouth to teach of thy commandments. I do not forget your laws. The thoughts of man are like vomit in your mouth. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes even until the end. I hate vain thoughts, but I love your laws. You're hiding in my heart, and I use that as a shield. My hope is in your words. I keep the commandments of God and ask him to keep all evildoers away from me. And he upholds me according to his word, that I may live and not be ashamed, because I have hope. Hold thou me up, and I will be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continuously. I will put away all, everything the dross, because I love your testimony. Because I hide in my heart your commandments and your truth, my flesh trembles for fear of thee. For I am afraid of thy judgments. It's a time for thee, Lord, to work. For man has made void thy laws. But I love your laws. They're like gold. I esteem them all above everything and they are all that concerns right. And I hate every false way. I open my mouth, and I long for thy commandments. And you ordered my steps in thy word. And you have not let iniquity have dominion over me. You are everlasting, everlasting, great Prince. And I rejoice at thy word as one that finds a great spoil. Great peace have they which have the love of the law, and nothing will offend them. He that keepeth the law will never slumber or sleep, and he shall preserve them in his own glory from his coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. He is not sleeping. His help cometh from him who made the heavens and the earth. Hear his voice and quicken on to his judgments and his loving kindness. For those that draw nigh, that follow after mischief, they are far from the law. They are far from the commandments of the Lord, and the commandments are not their truth. They have not known testimony from old. Do not forget the law. Quicken me according to your word. Greater the tender mercies of the Lord. Let him quicken you according to his judgment. Love the law. And quicken me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness and mercy. And the Lord said to me, all mankind shall come to worship me from week to week, from month to month. And they shall go out and look upon the dead bodies of those who have rebelled against me, for their worm shall never die and their fire shall never be quenched, and thou shalt be a disgusting sight to all mankind. And the Lord said to me, I know you before you were formed within your mother's womb, before you were born, I sanctified you. I appointed you as my spokesman to the world. And I send you now to speak wherever I send you. Today your work begins, to warn the nations and the kingdoms of the world according to my words which I've spoken in your mouth. Some I will build up, some I will tear down. Others I will plant, and some I will nurture, and some will be strong and great. So get up and go get dressed and go out and tell them whatever I tell you to say. For today I have made you impervious to the thieves' attacks. He cannot harm you. You're strong. You're like a fortified city that cannot be captured. You are like an iron pillar with a heavy gate, and the gate is made of brass, and nothing shall prevail against you. They will try, but they will fail, and I am your God, and I will be with you, and I will deliver you. Please remember how eager you were to please me as a young bride long ago when you loved me through the barren deserts. I was the God who was with you, brought you out of Egypt, and led you through the barren wilderness, the land of deserts and rocks, through droughts and death, I brought you to a fruitful land. I made you bountiful in a land of goodness, and I will not give you up. I will continue to plead for you. Return to me. Return to me and do not be strange. Be my people. Do not be the people who have given up their glorious God for silly idols. My people have done two things. They have forsaken me. They have shrunken back. They have taken and hewn for himself cisterns that don't hold water. And they have forsaken me. What have you gained? You have shaken off my yoke. You've walked away from my ties, and you've been defiant. And you've bowed low to your idols under every single tree. And I see this, and I wonder, how could this happen? I chose my seed so carefully, but yet you have become such a race of degenerate, evil men. No fire will remove the dross from you. You are an evil, degenerate generation. Go and look in any valley and you see sin. Nothing but sin. Everywhere, every useful thing is gone. You're nothing but wild donkeys. Every female sniffing around for a male. Why don't you stop running after all these useless gods? They're all alike. They carve up wooden posts like their fathers and their mothers. They've chiseled out from stone, but they never call out to me. Listen to me. Have I been unjust to you? Why do you then say, why, we're free from God. We don't have to do anything with him. Can you disown God like that? Have I been to them a land of darkness, of evil? Why then do you turn away and say, at last we're free from God. We won't have anything to do from him. Can a girl forget her jewels? What? What bride can seek to hide her wedding dress? But my people forget me, their most precious treasure. You brazenly go forward. You're like an experienced harlot. You flirt about everywhere, going from God to God. You've become corrupted through and through. You sit like a prostitute waiting for a client next to your idol. And then yet you say to me, oh, Father, you've always been my friend. Surely you won't be angry about such these little things. You will forget them. And I can keep doing my evil. But God says, return to me because your sorrow is only faked. You're faithless. Come home to me, for I am a merciful God, and I will not be angry with you forever. Admit that you have rebelled against me. Admit that you have committed adultery. Admit that you worship other idols under every tree and confess that you have refused to follow me. And then I will bring you again to the land of Israel. One from here, one from there, wherever I have sent you. You have been just like a faithless wife who leaves her husband. You wandered away and turned your back on me. When are you going to say we're weary of worshiping idols up on hills and having orgies in the mountains and faithfully and shamelessly worshiping God to man in dishonor, sinning against really the true God and not obeying him? The Lord God is saying to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, plow up the hardness of your hearts, otherwise the good seed will be wasted among the thorns. Cleanse your minds and your hearts, not just your bodies, or else my anger will burn against you like a crisp. No one's going to be able to put that fire out. The destroyer of the nation is like a lion, and he's headed to your city. He's headed for every inhabitant. And every king and prince will tremble in fear on that day. Prophets will be stricken with terror. At that time, he will be like a burning wind from the desert upon them, not in little gusts, but in a big roaring blaze. And then he will pronounce their doom. And the enemy will know, because he will be like a windstorm. His chariots are like a whirlwind. His steeds are like swifter than eagles. And woe unto those who are doomed. For your ways have brought this down upon you. It's a bitter dose for your own medicine, striking deep within your own heart. The wave of destruction waves over you until my people leave their foolishness. They've refused to listen to me, and they're dull, and they're retarded. They have no understanding. They are smart enough to know how to sin. And their children from youth learn how to sin. But in that day the earth will mourn, and the heavens shall be draped with black because of my decree against the people. And I've made up my mind, and I will not change it. You will take not the truth. You have tried to get them to be honest. You have punished them, but they won't change. You have destroyed them, but they refuse to turn from their sin. They're determined. They're like rock. They refuse to be repentant. Turn to God, foolish and senseless people. You with eyes that do not see, the ears that will not listen, you who do not respect God. My people have rebellious hearts. Heal the wound. Where are my people? This is your last warning if you do not listen. Echoes of violence come through. Their ears are closed and they refuse to hear the word of God, and it's angered him. They don't want it. And God's weary of holding it in. Make way, path for the Lord. The Lord pleads with you. Ask where the good road is, where the godly path is. Bear fruit. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.